Hi guys, my name is Nick Chard, and I'm a junior here at Concord Carlisle High School. However, this mission trip was my first one. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go the past 2 years. So naturally going into it, I had no idea what to expect. I was surrounded by almost 40 kids that had already been on one together, and I only had a few good friends who I was going with. So I was a little nervous and a little intimidated. However, I couldn't have been more excited to be helping out a community that was in dire need. Our job for the week was to work in a trailer, where my care group had to replace some walls in the bathroom and fix up a floor in one of the bedrooms. It was a really big task, and on top of that, we were working in extremely tight quarters with extremely, extremely poor ventilation. I was fortunate enough, however, to have an amazing care group, one that bonded easily and one that was willing to put in the hard work. The owner of the trailer, his name was Velmer. He was a very old man who was attached to an oxygen tank and had trouble walking. He spends most of his day laying on his couch watching old Western movies. His daughter, Diane, who was a very kind and gracious hostess to us over the course of the week, did most of the talking. We learned about her family tree and how she has 14 grandchildren, one of whom lived with them. His name was Caleb. She also explained to us how she was born in Webster County, then moved to North Carolina, and then moved back to Webster County about 2 years ago to help out her father, Velmer. She taught us a lot about the community over the course of the week, and it was very interesting to get to know her and Velmer. We were able to finish our project, but as you can imagine, it was no easy task. Like I said, the trailer was very poorly ventilated, so after about an hour into each day, sweat was dripping down our foreheads. As hard as it was also super rewarding. Our group blasted music, and we danced and sang, and overall, we just had a great time. We talked about our lives, our travels, our favorite colors, or even our celebrity crushes. We shared funny stories with each other, and by the end, I felt like I had known my group members forever. On the last day in the trailer, when we were saying our goodbyes to Diane and Velmer, Diane handed us each an enormous goodie bag. Inside the bag was freshly made apple butter, canned deer meat, which Caleb had recently shot, and some Avon hand cream. She also gave us each a pepperoni roll from the local bakery. It was such a generous gift, especially from someone that doesn't have much to give in the first place. This struck me. We were there to give back to them, and there she was, giving something very generous back to us. She's ground up as much as she could to show her gratitude. It was the perfect ending to a perfect trip, and I'm grateful for everyone that was involved and for everyone that helped make the trip possible. This is my story. Amen?
Amen. Amen.